إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، كل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His aid and His assistance and forgiveness for our shortcomings, and testifying that there's none that deserves to be worshipped in reality except Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, la ilaha illallah, none deserves to be worshipped in reality except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His final and His last and final messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After making this khutbatul haja, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this sermon that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began his speech whenever he done a khutbah or he done a sermon and so forth, he will begin with this. After this, my dear brothers, I find it beneficial, and according to the advice of the ulama and the scholars of the sunnah, that we need to address some issues that have been that has occurred recently in the West, and more specifically in France. Ikhwan wa akhwat, my dear brothers and sisters, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for a sublime reason. He has created us for a sublime reason, a reason that is beautiful, and that is to worship Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. As He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, have not created the mankind and the jinn, the spirit world, except to worship Him alone, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with no partners. And this ibadah is that ibadah, this worship is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Al-yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Today I have perfected your religion and completed my favors upon you, and I am pleased, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as Islam for you a religion. And this is ibadah. This Islam is how we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order for this ibadah and this worship to be accepted, it has to fulfill two conditions. And those conditions, the first, which we mentioned initially, is al-ikhlas, and that is that this worship has to be specifically for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with no partners. It must be directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with no partners. And this is al-ikhlas. This is sincerity. This is the first condition for a worship to be accepted. And the second condition is mutaba'ah. And that is in it is in accordance to the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. is in accordance to the legislation. So that sunnah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, statements, actions, acknowledgements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has to be in accordance to this. These two conditions are a must in order for the ibadah, for the worship to be accepted. And if the worship or the claimed worship is free from any of these two conditions, it is null and void. وَجَعَلْنَا أَبْهَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا وَقَدِمْنَا لَمَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمِلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهَا أَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And we have brought forth the actions that they have done, and we have made it into scattered dust, because it wasn't according to the to ikhlas. It wasn't free from association of partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As in the hadith also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, in the hadith of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, من عمل عمل ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. That whoever does an action that is not from our affair, then it is rejected. Why? Because it is not from the affair that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. It is not from al-Islam. It is not from the Sunnah. And the Sunnah is al-Islam. And al-Islam is the Sunnah. It is not from it, so therefore it is rejected. These two conditions is a must in order for the worship to be accepted, ya ikhwan. And from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his sending of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to mankind. Sending of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to mankind and jinn, to mankind, to the Arabs, to the non-Arabs, to the Europeans, to all over the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to guide them, to give them the bayinat, wal huda, and furqan, to give them the clarification, the guidance, and the criterion. And that is the deen of al-Islam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I have not sent you except as a mercy to all of mankind. So Islam is for all of mankind. And it is a mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with mercy, with guidance, with clarity, in order to guide the people from the darkness to the light, to guide the people from worshipping the creation to worshipping the Lord of the creation. So any action, ya ikhwan, that has to be done, it has to be done according to this deen of al-Islam. And the deen of al-Islam comes and it fulfills five necessities. The deen of al-Islam, it fulfills five necessities of man. There are five necessities of man that no man can do without. That is, every man is in need of this in their existence. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has sent this and fulfilled these necessities. Dhurriyat al-Khamsa, the five necessities. The first of those being the deen, religion. Guidance to the deen, religion. How one worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second is an-nafs. The second is an-nafs. And that is life and the soul. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated his legislation, has revealed his books, and revealed the sunnah in order to preserve human life. This is from the necessities. human life. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. And do not kill yourselves, because verily Allah is merciful to you. So Allah sent on this deen of Islam is here to preserve human life. And the deen of Islam is here to preserve the human intellect, free from alcohol, which will affect the human mind and its functioning, free from drugs, mukhaddarat, which will corrupt the human mind and affect its functioning. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this deen of al-Islam in order to fulfill the necessity of wealth. And that is, Allah has legislated legislations in order for people's wealth to be preserved, their wealth to not be corrupted and stolen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in His book, حَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْءِ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَاءِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made business transactions halal, and He has made interest haram. It is haram because it is oppression to one's wealth. And bay, buying and selling, is halal. And the legislations and rules and regulations as it relates to buying and selling is in the Quran and the Sunnah revealed. Why? In order to preserve one's wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also preserved the fifth necessity, and that is al-nasl. And that is an-nasl, and that is the lineage, an-nasab, the lineage, which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا, and do not go near fornication. Why? So the preservation of one's lineage is maintained. A son knows who his father is. A son knows who his mother is. And there's legislations in the Quran and the Sunnah to preserve this, showing the preservation of this. This is the deen of al-Islam, the deen of mercy. Allah sent the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rahmatan lil alameen, as a mercy to mankind. As a mercy to mankind. And from these five that we have mentioned is the preservation of one of human life. The preservation of human life. Allah has prohibited unlawful killing. Allah has prohibited unlawful killing. Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, قال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أول ما يقضى بين الناس في الدماء. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that the first thing people will contest and each will get their rights from people, from mankind, is that which is related to blood, الدماء, unlawful killing, because of its severity. Those who kill unlawfully and kill an individual unlawfully, on the day of judgment, that individual will get his rights. Is there a problem with the other narration? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is in the Sunan, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسِبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ صَلَاتَهُ, that the first thing that an individual will take into account for is his prayers. Is there a contradiction between this and the other hadith? The first hadith we mentioned, that the first thing that will be contested and taken to account and so forth will be people and their well and blood contesting unlawful killing and so forth. And in the other hadith, he says the first thing that one will be taken to account for is his prayer. Is there a contradiction? We say, no, there isn't a contradiction. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجِدُ فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Have you not reflected upon the Quran? If it was from other than Allah, then it will be, or it will have contradictions. So that is that which is from Allah, which is taken from this verse, that which is from Allah, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed will not have contradictions. And from that is the sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the sunnah. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ الْوَحِي يُوحَىٰ. He doesn't speak from his desires, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but rather it's a sunnah. Rather it's a revelation revealed to him. So we say, the statement here of Imam of Nawawi, rahimahullah ta'ala, where he said, as for the hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the first thing that people will be taken to account for is that they'll be contesting those issues relating to blood, i.e. unlawful killing and so forth. He said this is between the slaves themselves. This will be the first thing that will be dealt with as it relates to the slaves themselves. And this, ikhwan, is for Muslim and kafir. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bain al-Nas, between mankind. And that includes the Muslim and the kafir. They will contest unlawful killing. And sifqat dima. As for the other hadith, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسِبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ صَلَاتُهُ. The first thing that man will be taken to account is their prayer. This is in relation to the slave, the relation to the slave and his lord, between the slave and his lord. So the first hadith is between the slaves and themselves, mankind and between themselves, and the second hadith is between the slave and their lord. So there is no contradiction. But the point that is important here, ikhwan, for today, is the issue of a dima, is the issue of blood. So those acts that has been going, that went on or occurred in France, it's not from Islam, as the introduction I mentioned today clearly shows. Islam opposes all of these criminal acts, and it is from oppression. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the hadith of Qudsi, as it relates to فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا, do not oppress each other. Do not oppress each other. And this is for mankind. وَجَعَلْتُوا بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا. I have made oppression amongst you haram. This is Islam. Indefinite oppression. No oppression is allowed in Islam. And that act that occurred in France is from oppression. There is no proof in the Quran and the Sunnah for such acts. Rather, there are proofs in the Quran, as we mentioned, and the Sunnah, refuting and warning against such acts. And they will say that this is from commanding the good and forbidding the evil. They will claim that this is from commanding the good and forbidding the evil. We say this is not commanding the good, but rather it's commanding evil. The act is commanding evil. As for commanding the good, or forbidding the evil rather, as for forbidding the evil, Ibn Qayyim rahimahu ta'ala, he said, إِنْكَارُ الْمُنْكَرُ أَرْبَعُ دَرَجَاتِ. He said, rahimahu ta'ala, that forbidding an evil or removing an evil has four levels. Removing an evil has four levels. Al-ula an yazula wa yakhlifuhu bidduhu. And that is that you remove this evil and you put in its place a good. So the evil is removed entirely. And in its place is good. And in its place is good. As for the second daraja, asaniya, an yaqil wa in lam yazil bi jumlatihi. Or yuzal bi jumlatihi. And that is that the evil is still there, but it's less. The evil is still there, but it's less. But it's still there generally. Yani, it's still there, but it's less than it were than it was before. The third level of removing of evil, and yakhlifuhu ma huwa mislahu. And that is removing an evil and putting another evil in its place that is just as evil as it is. This is the third level. The fourth level of removing the evil. And yakhlifuhu ma huwa sharru minhu. And that is that which is more evil than it is left or put in its place, removing an evil. And then you put something more evil than it in its place. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that the first two levels are legislated. And that is removing an evil and putting in its place something good. Minimizing an evil, even though some of it is still there. These two are legislated, ya ikhwan. Did this occur from the actions that these individuals done in France? Hella. Wasalisa, and the third one, and yakhlifuhu ma huwa mithluhu, and that is you remove an evil and another evil which is like it is in its place. This one is contestable. It's neither here or there. It's from ijtihad. As for the fourth, yakhwan, and that is that yakhlifuhu ma huwa sharru minhu, and that you leave after your actions, your claim of removing a munkar, your claim of removing an evil, you leave that which is worse than it after your actions. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَهَذَا حَرَّامُ وَالرَّابِيَةُ مُحَرَّمَةُ وَالرَّابِيَةُ مُحَرَّمَةُ. That the fourth, that this fourth here, is impermissible. It's haram. And these individuals that have done such acts of killing, unlawful killing, have no doubt 100% left something more evil than there was before. Something more evil than there was before. And there isn't anyone who is upon the Sunnah. There isn't anybody who follows the Quran and follows the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and understands Islam. There isn't anyone who understands Islam except that they know that this is in total opposition to that which Allah revealed. It's an opposition to the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ask me why? قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة لمن للعالمين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى, he said, O Muhammad, I have not sent you except as a mercy to who, ikhwan? To the whole world. The whole world. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent as a mercy. So those who follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who follow the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then their way is a way of mercy. Their way is a way of mercy. Their way is a way of balancing the benefits and the harms. Their way is the way where the harm is removed and the benefit is put in its place. Their way is to command the good and not to command the evil. And their way is to forbid the evil and not to forbid the good. And the likes of these individuals who have done this, who are like ISIS or like Nasser and so forth, they are forbidding the good. And they are commanding the evil in opposition to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. Al-Islam. The deen of Al-Islam is in opposition to this. It's in opposition to the Sunnah. It's in opposition to the way of the companions. And these individuals, the acts that they have done, it's not recent that this has happened. Individuals like this have been around for many years and many generations. But none of them are attributed to Islam. And from those, the grandfathers of these individuals who do such acts and have such creeds are the Khawarij. Are the Khawarij who killed Muslims, killed the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fought the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And an example, Ikhwan, of the lack of intellect, the lack of wisdom, the lack of Islamic etiquette, is a statement that Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to Abdullah ibn Abbas, when Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma wanted to go to these Khawarij, to these extremists, Khawarij, opposers of the Sunnah, opposers of the way of the companions, when he wanted to go to them, Ali ibn Abi Talib said to Abdullah ibn Masud, inni akhafu alayk, I fear for you. I fear for you. Why? Because these people do not reason. These people do not hold the Quran and the Sunnah in a station above their own intellect and their emotions. So Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said, "Inni akhafu alayk, I fear for you." Why? Because of the actions, which is in opposition to the Sunnah. And likewise, this is what we see today. In those actions that happened in France, they don't make sense. There is no proof for it. There is no benefit for it. And Ikhwan, even if there were a benefit for an action, and also there's a harm, the benefit and the harm are the same. The ulama have said, إِذَا اجْتَمَعَتْ, and Shaykh al-Islam from them, إذا اجتمعت في الشيء المنافع والمضار وتفوت المنافع والمضار فإنه يكون ممنوعا من أجل دار المفسدة. And that is, if an affair, it has benefits and harms, but because of the presence of a harm, the action is impermissible. The action is to be left alone. Why? In order to repel the evil. Repelling the evil is more beneficial than trying to get a benefit. This is from the usul of our deen. So as Shaykh Ubayd al-Jabiri, hafizahullah ta'ala, and other than him from our ulama, have said, it is upon the Muslim, the Salafi, the person who is upon the Sunnah, to educate their children, to mention in the schools, to mention in lessons, to mention in sermons, on Jummah, the atrocities that have happened and how it is in opposition to the deen of Al-Islam. This is defending Islam because it's not from the deen of Al-Islam. It is alien to the deen of Al-Islam. Rather, it is in opposition 100%. And this is not ibadah. And this is not ibadah. Why? Because it does not fulfill the conditions of ibadah. And that is that it is in opposition to that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. It's in opposition to the Sunnah, to the Quran and Sunnah. So therefore, it is rejected. It is rejected. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the Muslims and to give the Muslims insight in their deen and to put the Quran and the Sunnah ahead of their emotions and to represent Islam how it should be represented. And that is according to the Quran and the Sunnah, the religion, the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, the deen that all of mankind need, the deen that is accepted, the religion that is accepted, the only religion that is accepted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of al-Islam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.